Tonight's show, I'd like to discuss a shiloh that comes up very often for many people. It comes up for me almost every day. And it comes up this time of year, I think even more so than other places, because of the winter and the short day that we have. Many people have minchas and offices in the regular shul, and often you find yourself with exactly 10 people in the minyan. Whenever a person davens in the minyan with exactly 10 people, there's some many important halachas that are very, very relevant that we need to discuss this evening. We will be neder to try to discuss some of the main shailos that come up when you have exactly 10 people. The question always is how many people do you wait for chazaras hashatz? Everyone's always giving different directions. Some guy says 6 people, some say 7, some say 9. No one really knows what they're talking about. They're kind of throwing around numbers. So we need to discuss that shailo. And hopefully if there's a little bit more time, we can get to what happens when you have a minyan of 10 or a minyan of 12, and by the time you turn around, there's only 9 people left in the room. That actually happened to me last week. I had a minyan of 10, and one of the people were a Hatzalah member. He had an Hatzalah call, so he left. That's a good reason to leave. So the question is, what do we do now? I don't know if we'll have time this evening, but if hopefully we'll get to that as well. So let's start from the beginning. What exactly is this whole idea of a minyan? What exactly is that concept? So it's a Mishnah Megillah, also found in Maseches Brachos. The Mishnah tells us, in a person al Shema, you now do person al Shema, not for tonight. Vein oivim lefnei ateva, you now let a daven from the Yomid. Vein noisin eskapem, you now let a dochen. Vein koirim betoira, vein maftim benavi. All these things cannot be done unless you have a minyan. A whole bunch of things that we do today that we need a minyan for. So what we're going to discuss tonight predominantly is Kaddish and a chazaras hashatz. Those are the two big ones that I want to discuss this evening that you need a minyan for. This concept of what we call today a dovah shebekdusha. You need to have a minyan for them. So what does it mean to have a minyan? That means there's a minyan in the room, or that means there's a minyan doing the same thing together. You have 8 people that are done Shemana Esrei, and then you have one person who's still davening Shemana Esrei. There's 10 people in the room. You count the room, you'd see 10. Is that good enough? So we have this concept in the Mishnah that you need to have a davening Shemana needs 10. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili. How do you know that you need to have 10 people for certain activities? Says the Gemara, Amr Abchir Bar Abba, Amr Yechon Damakrat, learn from a pasuk. B'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Make me holy amongst the Jewish people. Anything that's deemed a davar shebekdusha, it's considered a matter of holiness. That's the literal translation. Anything that's a davar shebekdusha, that it's considered a davar kadosh, that needs to be done with 10. My mashma, where do you see from the pasuk? The pasuk says, "V'nikdashti, make me holy." So, what does it mean to make me holy? It means to sanctify my name. It means to be mekadesh shem shemayim. Where does that come to the fact that you need to have 10 people? Says the Gemara, "The tari chiyah asi toich toich." We make exeris shav of the word toich. Ksevach, it says over here, "V'nikdashti b'sech b'nei sov." Ksevach, "Mi bodlu mi toich ha eda." Separate yourself from the eda. Asi eda eda. Then we learn it's a double wham exeris shav. Eda eda the ksevachsam ad moser la eda harazoi. So we learn the word eda, and we know the word eda over there meant 10 because it was referring to the meraglim. So we know of the meraglim, 10 of the bad were 10 and the good were 2. So we now know that the word eda means 10. It says v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, and we know the word toich toich from the Gzeir Shavah teaches me 10. Therefore malalona sara af kanasar. So we come up with a concoction that we learn that you need a minyan. Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim are of the opinion that the whole idea of davar shebekdusha you need 10 is only the Rabbanan. It's not the Rais. Midrabbanan, you need 10. This is all the asmach, that's not midrais. There's an interesting Yerushalmi in Brachis. The Yerushalmi learns it from a different place. Dr. Yerushalmi number 2, Amar Reb Simon Nemar Kan Toich, it says the word Toich, right? V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. And have a Nemar La'alon Toich. There's another place where the Torah uses the word Toich. Where is that? V'ayavau b'nei Yisrael lish bar bar mitoich ha-ba'im. Last week's parasha, if I'm not mistaken, that the Jewish people came to buy food. So it says the word Toich. Ma Toich ha-omar La'alon Asar. Just look over there, how many brothers came down? 10 brothers. Because Yosef was already there, Binyamin wasn't allowed to come. So we learned toich toich, that's how we get to the magical number 10. So the Bavli learned toich toich, we learned from Koirach and then from the Meraglim. The Yushami goes straight to the story in last week's parasha that the word toich was 10, that's how we know 10. So the Gemara has a kasha, the Gemara ends up learning from somewhere else. So Machloek is Bavli and Yerushalmi, how do we really know that you needed 10 people for Shadav HaShabikdush? So the Yalkut Yosef, Rabbi Yosef points out, his son points out, he writes, you should know, Eina Yalama Drabbanan, this whole thing is Drabbanan Vakras Machta Ba'amma. Why? How do I know Davish HaBekdusha has to be Din Drabbanan? Shari say that Tfilu Kulu Hunak Drabbanan. The concept of davening is Drabbanan. So if the concept of davening is Drabbanan, how could it be that I don't need to daven Midaraisa, but Midaraisa need to have a minion to daven? Doesn't make any sense. If the whole concept of davening is Drabbanan, the idea of 10 can't be greater than the concept itself. For what? So then the Ramban, right? If you go like the Ramban, that it'll be Shabbat Eitzar, then Tefillah is Daraisa. So you can tell me you only need a minyan during an Eitzar. It's the Mishnah sounds like always. Again, Kriyas HaTorah is a different discussion. Says Yaakov, he says V'chem is more b'taisis brachas barash v'chikas v'mirigin Rashba Ridva. Many of these Yerushalayim we quoted in a previous year, but he does point out something different. He writes V'shaloi kimay shikas of Reb Chaim Vital b'sharei k'dusha. Unlike the opinion of Reb Chaim Vital, what does Reb Chaim Vital hold? Al pidivri azayir hakodesh hakdusha midaraisa. Okay, just to note, although all the Rishonim hold, or Rav of the Rishonim hold, Davar Shebekdusha is in the Rabbanan, Reb Chaim Vital, based on that, Zayir HaKadosh held, it's a din d'oraisa. That's what I wanted. Upshut Nisha Mikra al Mitzvahs Kiddush Hashem. The Pashup Shana, the Pasuk, is referring to Kiddush Hashem. I was in the shul just the other day, Davar Mincha, and there was a sefer there written by Rabbi Salvechik, and I just picked up and I was looking through it, and there he has a whole discussion. I didn't have enough time to stay to read the end. We had a whole discussion, why are certain things called Kiddusha? Why is Baruch Hu called Kedusha? Why is that called Vinikdashti? Right, we don't think about it often. Like the Gemara learns from a pasuk, Vinikdashti b'sechun eisa. This is a making of holiness. Why is Duchening, Nesias Kapayim, considered a Davar Shebekdusha? Why is Baruch Hu a Davar Shebekdusha? And he goes through each piece. I didn't have a chance to read it through. I thought it was an interesting thing just to think about. Why are all these things that we do, everyone knows, oh, Davar Shebekdusha needs a minion. Well, what's the Kedusha part of it? How does it fit back into the pasuk, Vinikdashti should make me holy? So that's an interesting thing to think about. Be it as it may, this is where we're holding now, that there's a din either Derabbanan, according to most people, according to the Zari Daraisa, that for a Davar Shebekdusha you need to have 10 people. Says the Shulchan Aruch number 4. Oimrim Kaddish. Here we're talking about the recitation of Kaddish. Doesn't matter what type of Kaddish. Kaddish Derabbanan, Kaddish Yasam, it's all the same. Kaddish is Kaddish. Vein Oimrim Oise Bepachos Me'asar Zacharim Benichrim. Kaddish may not be recited unless you have 10 male, free, Kedoyim Sheviush, they have to be above the age of 13, that we know they already have 2 here. For who adin the kedusha? Says the Shulchan Aruch, not only kaddish is a davar shebekdusha, so is kedusha. Ubarchu she'ein ne'amarim v'pachas mesar. They may not be recited unless you have 10 males above the age of 13. Now it doesn't say if the men have to be focused. It doesn't say the men are listening. It says you got to have 10 men in the room. So you got to have 10 men in the room. Says the mechaber im hischol loymer kaddish a kedusha basar. Let's say you started v'yatzu miktsasin, and in the middle they leave. Says the Mechaber, you may start, finish what you started. Now, if we have time, on page 4, if we don't get to it, on page 4, I pretty much put down many of the sources that discuss the what-if situations. Every Gabbai needs to know this, probably the Rabbi as well. What happens if you lose your minion in between? So you got to know if we're talking about Shachrus, Mincha, Ma'ariv, what we're talking about. Most of it's laid out on page 4, if we don't get to it this evening. But the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you're in middle of, you started with the minion, and then the minion fizzles out, so you may finish what you started. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but v'hu shenishtai Reuben, you have to have at least a majority of the minyan still there. If everyone packed out, if everyone went to Kiddush early, and they all leave, then you can't continue. Hagah, an important Ramah. Umikom mokim aveira hilotzes. Everyone should know, if you're number 10 in a minyan, you cannot leave. It's an aveira. So this is, again, part of the responsibility of being a 10-person minyan. You got to make sure you have enough time to finish out the minyan. Because if you go to minyan with 15 people, so you slip out, okay, so you say to yourself, no, they'll be okay without me. But if you're number 10, then they're going to break the minyan. Even though, we'll see, Mr. Brewer points out, even though they'll be able to finish whatever they need to finish because they started it. It's a bad idea to be number 10 and to slip out. So if you're going to be number 10 in a minyan, make sure you have enough time to finish and allow the minyan to do what they need to do. That's the halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and this is very, very relevant. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the drasha that we saw, that we know that the word Eda is 10. Says the Mishnah Berurah, top line number 5, V'chol ha-kaddishim shavim lezeh. All kaddishim, all the types of kaddish that we have the same rule. Afilu kaddish d'rabbanan sha'achar limin. Even a kaddish d'rabbanan takes place after learning. Many shuls have a custom that between mincha and ma'ariv, the rabbi gives some form of a class, and after that class, there's a chanayim ha-kashayim, and there's always a kaddish. There's a slight problem. As much as the rabbis love to think people are listening to them, often there's not 10 people learning with the rabbi. What happens? The rabbi has class. 6 people stay with the rabbi because they feel bad for him. The other people go outside and play on their phones. And for ma'ariv, everyone comes back in. So what ends up happening? By the time they get to the kaddish, the room is full. But for the learning, or even for the kaddish, everyone comes back for the ma'ariv. The kaddish they don't care so much about. Everyone walks in and they hear v'hu rachum. But when they hear the kaddish, they're still outside. So how does that all work? Even if they walk in for the kaddish, but they weren't there for the learning. They just walked in for the Kaddish. Does that work? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Very interesting shita from the Taz.
They say that Pasuk.
They do say a Pasuk together. Yeah. But the question is that's the learning or that's just the conclusion of the learning? If the learning is whatever the rabbi decides to talk about that given day, and then everyone walks in later for the Kaddish, we'll see that might be a big problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Kasavatas. The Be'ez Amir is Pesukah Dezimra. Let's say Pesukah Dezimra. Let's say you're a shul that everyone shows up late, so you want to start davening, so you start Pesukah Dezimra, and you figure we'll get the minyan together by Baruch. Okay, we'll get the minyan together for Kaddish after Yishtabach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't need a minyan for Pesukah Dezimra. Va'afilom Ramu Yechidus. If each one, let's say each one shows up to shul first at Yishtabach. When I was in yeshiva, we never had a Baal Tefillah for Pesukah Dezimra. The Baal Tefillah started at Yishtabach. That's the way it was. Says the Taz, as long as you have 10 people by the Kaddish, you're good to go. Let's say even a more extreme case. You start having Ma'ariv b'yichidus because you can't do Baruch Hu, there's only 9 people, so you guys figure, you know, we'll start. And hopefully, maybe the 10th guy will walk in by Kaddish. Says Mishnubu, Bar Asar le'eis Amir Sakaddish, Yochel Amir Kaddish, no problem. V'chein b'chol limud, says any case, let's say mincha, you're hoping to get number 10 to walk through, so you start Ashrei, and then number 10 walks through the door. Now, we didn't say Ashrei together as a minion. We said Ashrei together as a bunch of individuals. The Chazan just repeated the last line. Says the Taz, that's all fine. As long as the Kaddish, which is the Dovah Shebekdusha, has 10 people, we don't care what the before was. Even though, again, Kaddish is not a being on its own. Kaddish goes on something. So therefore, if the Kaddish didn't have something to be set on, then you can't really say a Kaddish. I was in a shul once where a guy walks in after my davening was over. He decided he wants to say a Kaddish. He makes a clap, he starts saying a Kaddish. It doesn't work like that. A Kaddish is not an independent experience. It comes off of something. After a davening, after a learning, after a funeral, whatever. It's after something. You can't just say a Kaddish out of thin air. Says the Taz, it's okay, but I have 10 people at the Kaddish. As long as there's 10 people at the Kaddish, I'm good to go. Says the Mishmur, not so fast. Oh, Morgan Avraham. But the Magen Avraham did not agree with this. That what you got to have a minyan at the time of when you're doing what you're doing. Yishtabach. Or when you're saying the learning. I mean, if you want to say Kaddish after the learning class, you got to have 10 people that are at the class. You can't just have them march in for the Kaddish. Therefore, says the Mishmur, what should you do? Machalik is Magen Avraham and Taz. What should we do? Al-Kate. Hiskimu Achreinim, quotes the Prima Godim, the Derech HaChayim. The Derech HaChayim was also the Nesivus HaMishpat. He was a big Paisik. He writes, he was a Dayan. The Hanochim, what's the more correct thing? Sheyemu Achakach Mizmor or Shloisha Psukim Yerim Kaddish. We should actually say something together. We shouldn't just let the shots start Tilas Hashem. We should actually say something together to fulfill the opinion of the Magen Avraham that we need to say something together. So this is very relevant by Mincha time. It's also a little bit relevant to Slichas time. A lot of shuls start slichas before they have the minyan. Then there's always that, like, what do we do now? So many achrenim assume it's the same thing by slichas. Not everyone agrees to it. We're not going to get into that now. But here the Mishnah Berurah says, for Ashrei, by mincha or Pesukah Dezimra, at least have everyone say something together. This way we can say that the Kaddish was said and recited over a statement made by 10 together. However, when it comes to Pesukah Dezimra, so according to the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you have more room to be made by Pesukah Dezimra. This is more of a mincha problem. By mincha, you have to be more concerned. So by mincha, when you start Ashrei, and then the shatz number 10 walks in, you should stop and everyone should say the last three Pesukim or something together. This way we set it together. Because the Kaddish is always after something, usually not before something. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more tonight, exactly the role of Kaddish. We'll hopefully talk a little bit more about it. We'll develop it hopefully a little better. So this is very, very, very relevant, I think, this type of thing. When you have exactly 10 people and you're counting heads, so everyone wants to start because they want to save time, but you have to be careful what to do with the Kaddish. The Ramon writes in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Menun Gimel, he says, Mamish this case, says the Ramon, second line, V'chein, im ein minyan beis haknesses, if there's no minyan, yamtin ashliach tzibur ad yishtabach. What do you do if there's no minyan by Pesukah Dezimra? So you wait till Yishtabach. You hopefully you'll get it together by Yishtabach. V'yishtrik ad sheyav minyan. You don't say anything until the minyan comes. V'yom Yishtabach v'kaddish. Then you say Yishtabach v'kaddish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what should you do? U'b'di'eved, im gomer gam kein birchas Yishtabach v'akach bo minyan. What happens if you've already finished Yishtabach and then the minyan shows up? What do you do now? Yom rak upon him shloisha pesukim v'pesukah Dezimra. You should try to say three pesukim together Pesukah Dezimra. Then v'yuchal hashatz loyim kaddish. Ki belav ochi ein loyim kaddish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, without that you can't say the kaddish. Ki mishloi hoyu be'es amir, it's k'sas Pesukah Dezimra, or yishtabach al kopon. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you want to stop at yishtabach. When you're waiting for number 10 to walk in, don't go past Yishtabach. Wait at Yishtabach, because if you're going to go past Yishtabach, then you're going to run into a problem. So make sure you say Yishtabach together. This way the shatz can then say the Kaddish once you have 10 in the room.
It's interesting because the Tzibur should say Yishtabach, but the Chazan should wait.
Right, but then the problem is it wasn't set together as 10.
Right,
and
some of the halakha is that the tzibur doesn't wait for that kaddish.
Right, that's what it sounds like from the Ramah. It sounds like that from the Ramah, right, right. Yeah, so that's what it sounds like, right?
But the shliach tzibur waits.
Right, but then you're going to...
No, maybe that's why. So that at least the shliach tzibur says
the Ramah. But isn't that only
the... No, but the Mishnah Berurah sounds like we all have to be saying it together.
Isn't that the din only...
Mr. Brewer sounds like we all have to be saying it. According to Mr. Brewer, we should all wait at Ishtabach. Then the guy walks in. Then we say Ishtabach together. Then we had, or you do three Pesukim, Pesukim, the Zimra, whichever one. So the Aruch HaShulchan points out that this is an interesting problem that we have with learning. Right? Many people are so want to recite a Kaddish after a learning, but they don't always do it correctly. Mr. Aruch HaShulchan writes number 8, quotes the Rambam writes, B'seder HaTfilah, B'nosach HaKaddish, Kol HaSarim Yisrael, Ayoyseh, Sha'oyskim B'talmud Torah, Shabbat Peh. If you have 10 Jews learning, what's the Lashon in the Rambam? B'nosach HaKaddish, Kol HaSarim Yisrael, Ayoyseh, Sha'oyskim B'talmud Torah. You have to have 10 people actually learning. The point of the Kaddish after learning is when 10 people were learning together. Shabal Pev, Afilu b'Midrasha, is Oyba Hagadis, depending, doesn't matter what they're learning Drush, they're learning Agadato, Kishayim Misayim, Oymer Echem, and Kaddish b'Nusach Zeh. Vuanikri Kaddish Rabban. This is the Aruch HaShulchan quoting the Rambam's definition of Kaddish Rabban. What's Kaddish Rabban? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Bavumidvar, the Dafka Asar Shalom de Biachad. It's gotta be that we learn together. It's not that we said Kaddish together, it's that we learn together. Then, Yesh Rishus, Loimer Kaddish. If you have 7 people, I think this happens all the time. Many shuls. The rabbi has 7, whatever he has, sticking around the room, and everyone else is outside, and they all pack in for the Kaddish. It's not really correct, says the Aruch HaShulchan. According to the Rambam, we're supposed to be learning it together, not just saying the Kaddish together. And the Aruch HaShulchan is adamant about it. Right? Lefize, yesh legayer ba'anoshim, kishyesh lem yortzeit loimde ba'atzmam, eze perke mishnayis, vayim Kaddish. You have a guy who has a yortzeit, so he sits by himself, he does mishnayis, and then he gathers 9 people and says, let's say a Kaddish. That's not the idea. The idea is learning 10 people together. So if you don't have 10 people learning together, it's quite questionable. Can you say a Kaddish Derabbanan? That's.
He brings the people for a Chanya ben Akasha, right?
But that's the question. How much is that really true in life? Is that really enough? Just say, if you were just to say Reb Chanya ben Akasha, would that be enough to give a Kaddish? I don't know. I'm not sure. They talk about it. They talk about it. That's the question. Why do we say it? There's discussions about why we even say it. Yeah,
in many shuls, the only thing you're doing in Korbanos is Rabbi Ishmael. Is that counted as learning together?
So that Kaddish. Right, that's also a Kaddish to Rabbanan. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that's about. Right? Same idea.
Right.
Same idea, I guess.
If you have 3 different groups learning together in a base medrash, and together they add up to 10.
I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know if they have to be learning the same thing. They're learning together. It has to be some form of unification. Right? Every yeshiva, you never find every yeshiva at the second Seder. They say a Kaddish to Rabbanan, right? You have 100 people learning together every day, right? I'm not sure. I never understood this. I never understood why it's not like that. I'm not sure. But that's what seems from the Aruch HaShulchan.
I mean, most yeshivas, there's not many people.
Right, I guess there's no need, but you never see it anywhere. I never got it. But the Munkat Shereb in Minchas Alozo has a tshuva also. He's also adamant about this. He quotes from his father, the Darkei tshuva. He says, someone asked him once, Ashalein hogulam mekadish drabonon, amashnai shalom dem kim la'atzmoy, kimoy shenogim harbe bo'ilam. He says, I don't say a Kaddish Rabbanan if I learn Mishnayis by myself. He says, my father was very makbid. The Kaddish has a name of Kedusha. There's got to be a majority. There's got to be people. That's not when you learn by yourself and call 9 people afterwards. He doesn't think that's right. He found it in one of what he calls the Kadmoinim, the Sefer Shas Truvis, Evan Hashoyam, that says, the Oisim Haloim Dim Shnayis, Ugemara, Fidu Shloish Biyachad, Eloim Mekadish Achakach, Rakish Haloim Dim Asari Yachad. Something you got to be learning together. Falkapon and Ruba the Minker, maybe you need to have a Roiv that's Nicker, that's like 7. Shalat Sari Shalom, the Ozyachal Tsarfami, maybe then you could do it. Avok Loike Shalom, the Rakam Yutan. Not when you have 3 people sitting around a room learning, that's not going to work. That's not a right recitation of the Kaddish. So Paskin's the Munkacher. So that's issue number 1. The Kaddish after learning that happens in many shuls between Mincha Ma'ariv is somewhat questionable unless it's actually 10 people learning together. Says the Shulchan Aruch number 10, Simen Nun Hei. Keep in mind, Simen Nun Hei is Hilchas Kaddish. Not Hilchas Chazar Sheshat. Says the Mechaber. Him Hischol Echad Ma'asar L'Spal L'Vadoi. What happens if some guy started davening early? He's in a rush. He's got to catch the train. So he's going to start davening early. So what happens? There's exactly 9-10 people in the minyan. So what happens is one of the people decides he's going to jump ahead. So by the time they get to the Kaddish of Baruch Hu, he's already in Shema Nesrei. He can't answer. He can't answer Amen Yishmei Rabbah. So what do you have? You only have 9 people. What happens now? Says the Mechaber, Im Hischel Echad Nasar L'Spal L'Vadoi, Ve'en Yochel Anasim Moyam, he can't answer with them, Oishu Yoshan. This happens in my shul all the time in the morning. We have exactly 10, and number 10 falls asleep. Happens a lot, man. By me. What do you do now? So, now you don't have a minion. You have a physical minion. You got 10 bodies in the room, but you don't have 10 answering. Says the mechaber, afilu achim etzarfi mam. No problem. That's fine. You can use a sleeping guy. You can use a guy davening shemazri. No problems. Now again, we gotta get to that. But keep in mind, this is talking about kedusha, not chazar shashatz. Let's keep in mind what this is talking about, and that's going to be a big nafkamina in the sugya tonight. This is talking about kaddish. When it comes to kaddish, 9 and a sleeping is okay. That's the mechaber's psa. Oh, we'll get to that. It's a machlokes achrayim as well. So let's see. Let's see what this is all about. A sleeping guy. What's the status of a sleeping guy? What do you do with a sleeping guy? Now, tonight's not the shir. Maybe you were closer to Purim. What do you do with a drunken guy? A shikr. That's a bigger shayla. What do you do with the shikr? Okay, we'll keep it for sleeping. Guy who's sleeping. Guy who's sleeping. So what do you do? Right, you know,
again. Yeah, and obviously, why is Davish, they don't differentiate Davish and Kedusha for the 10.
Ah.
Why would you differentiate?
Because we're going to have to, because there's a seemingly steer in Shulchan Aruch. So we might have to do such a thing like that. But let's see it all out. Zokta Taz. Now, the truth is, this whole statement of the Mechaber is in detailed in the Beis Yosef. He elaborates much more where he got this from. It's kedai to look it up. I didn't photocopy it because the Taz sums it up somewhat quickly and well, and then he argues on it. But if you want to see more, I urge you to take a look in the Torah in the Siman Nunhei. Says the Taz, Beis Yosef, Kosef Shemari Beirav, Rabbi Shalab Beis Yosef, the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef, right, this statement that the Beis Yosef got, he got it from his Rebbe, that says that you're allowed to be mitzvah of a sleeping person. The Beis Yosef's Rebbe made the following conclusion. Many Rishonim write that if a guy's in the middle of Shemana Esrei, he can still count for the Kedusha. Says the Beis Yosef's Rebbe, so why is the sleeping guy any different? That guy can't answer, and the sleeping guy can't answer. So you see that not answering is not a stira to being part of the minyan. Being part of the minyan is being physically in the room. So the Beis Yosef's Rebbe concluded that the same way I can be mitzarif, someone who is unable to answer because he's in the middle of Shemana Esrei, I can be mitzarif, someone who can't answer because he's sleeping. That's the conclusion, okay? That's the conclusion. Says the Taz, the Tamua, it's a Pella. Says the Taz, the Shani Bereisha, Daf Bishu Mespal, Ven Yachal Havsik, Vlanas Matzibor, Mikamochim Yukal Lishtek Vishemeh Koine. Says the Mechaber, says the Taz, what are you talking about? A guy who's here and active and is awake, so he'll be listening with Shemeh Koine. We have a principle called Shemeh Koine. So it's as like, it's as if he's answering, and that's good enough. Kemashikas, Mekaman Kofi Dalin, Mashen Kim Biyoshen. Guy sleeping is inactive. You can't do anything with him. How can you count the sleeper person? That's Kasha number one, the Taz says. Ubi Beis Yosef, have you oed b'shem o'ogur, b'shem maril? D'rotza metchila lo moedim etztarif ha'yosha imoem. Another cheshbin. He built a bunch of cheshbinis. Cheshbin number one is, why should someone sleeping be any worse than someone who's in the middle of Shemana Esrei, to which the Taz says, there's a big difference. And then he comes up with another cheshbin, the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef. He says the following. We spoke about this in a previous year. There is one opinion in the Gemara that you could be mitztarif a katan. We don't pass them like that. There's a sheet in the Gemara that you can be mitzarev of 9 adults and 1 katan. So says the father of the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef, well, since the Gemara and I have a meaning that you can be mitzarev for katan, a sleeping person is better than that. So he's for sure going to work. Says the Taz, well, what does that mean? Well, Beis Yosef, baby, hoy b'shem o'ogor, b'shem amaril. You're allowed to be mitzvah for a sleeping person. Why? Given the b'shum and levi, the Gemara, mitzvah for filu katan, you can take a little baby. If you could take a 3-year-old baby mitzvah from the minyan, you should sure be allowed to take an adult who's sleeping. Who be yoset more? Says that that's even more difficult to understand. Why? Da'anam like him, like Yishuv Levi. We don't paskin like him. You're bringing me a ride from someone we don't paskin like. That doesn't carry any weight. Kibvor la'el b'zev b'seisif. Vavi Rabbeinu Tam she'pasik Yishuv Levi. Even Rabbeinu Tam, the minority opinion in Tosis that held, you could be mitzvah of 9 men with 1 child. Become a look at Ratzalas's ma'isik divratzma. He would never do it la'maisa. In theory, he held like that, but never practically. You want to practically paskin halacha l'maisa to allow a sleeping person to join the minyan, you can't do that. This is even better, says the Taz. He says, your comparison is not good. You're comparing a sleeping person to a child. Why is there a flaw in the comparison? He says, a sleeping person loses his level of Kedusha. Why? Because remember, a person sleeping, he loses a bit of his neshama. So this is a neshamaless person. You want a neshamaless person to join a davar shel kedusha? The katan, he has a neshama. He's just missing age. Okay, fine. We'll call it a technical problem. But a guy who's sleeping is lost the chelik that gives him the specialty that we need. So it doesn't make any sense. So therefore, says the Taz, the toyim tam de musa. The person sleeping, he's tasting the taste of death. Veruach kesav teshayaleh. Vesunir, another kasha. He says, I want to go even further, says the Taz. Even Rabbi Shuman Levi, who held you could take 9 adults and 1 child and make a minion, would not agree 9 adults and 1 sleeping person. Why? He says, because you have a very simple way out of it. Wake up the sleeping guy. The kid's 7. You can't wait till he turns 13. He'll be here for a while, right? The guy's sleeping. Give him a kick. Smack him over the head. He'll wake up. So says the Taz, I think even Rabbi Shuman Levi would agree. You can't be mistaken for a sleeping person. And then we'll see the end of the Taz. This is the Taz building his campaign against the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what's interesting is, we mentioned a bunch of reasons that the Taz had. The Ktzais HaShulchan, Reb Chaim Noah in his Sefer, focuses on only one of them. I'm not really sure why. He comes up with an interesting cheshbon. He writes, number 12. Yeah, the same Reb Chaim Noah with Shurim, yeah. The famous Reb Chaim Noah from Yerushalayim, who was there before Reb Eliashiv came with Shurim. And old Yerushalmis all used to use Reb Chaim Noah's Kula Dika Shurim. Until the later people came to Eretz Yisrael and became much more firmer. So in the Sefer Ktzois HaShulchan, he has a footnote called the Badei HaShulchan. Not the Badei HaShulchan or Hilchos Nida, but the different Badei HaShulchan. So he writes like this, an interesting chiddush. Based on the Taz that we just said about sleeping. He writes, V'efshed demadayin lo yoshin samach neshimas. Let's say you're not sleeping that long. Now, we know that when a person sleeps samach neshimas, which is a shiloh, how long it is, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, depends which sheet you go, like whatever it is. So that's when he has Toam Tam Misa. So Tainer of Chaim Noah, if he only has a little nap on the table for a second. So he writes, Vu Adam Godol Shekosha Lakitzei. It's not so easy to wake him up Neha Kovid. I'm not sure what Kovid is. He's a Chosha. He's like, you know, like the rabbi falls asleep in the middle of davening. Who's going over to wake up the rabbi if he falls asleep in the middle of davening? The Gabbai. It's the Gabbai's job. You know, you have a special visitor, you have someone who's coming to the shul, he falls asleep. Who wants to be the one to go wake him up? That's right. Now you have to know where you're holding. But Zaktim Chaim Noah, he comes up with a kuli. He thinks if it's just like a, what's it called, a dribble?
Trimble,
that's what it's called, okay. One of those, like, you know, one of those head bobs like this, you know, people do during Shurim a lot, you know, up and down. So says Reb Chaim Noah, he thinks then you can be Mekel. Why? Based on the Taz that we just read. What did the Taz say? The reason why we're not Mitzdar for sleeping person is because Nishmasim Mistalekes, because he lost his Neshama. He didn't lose his Neshama, he's not sleeping long enough. Now, I don't think he really means this, because we saw the Taz. That was only one of many arguments he had on this psak. But it's just an interesting how he attacks Reb Chaim Noah, attacks this part of it, and he thinks, well, if he's only sleeping for a few minutes, he doesn't lose his neshama yet, maybe even you could still be mitzvah. Well, that's exactly Reb Chaim Noah. That's a question. Yeah, that's something maybe we'll have to talk about a different. Who else can and can't join the minion? So when we did this sugya a while back, we spoke about minors and women. We spoke about that. And we do have to talk today. It's a big shayla about people with special needs being mitzvah for the minion. Some of them are very highly high functioning. The question is, can they be mitzvah for the minion? Can they be mitzvah? Big discussions in contemporary poiskim about these. Again, it used to not be so popular because it used to be that they were shunned out and they weren't allowed to shul and they were never brought out in public. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have a whole different attitude towards special needs. They're part of society like anyone else, so now they come to shul. And many of them could daven beautifully. I've seen some daven really beautifully and really nice and have nice havara and can talk clearly. Can they be mitzvah for the minion? Maybe that's something we should talk about. Who can and can't? Today also, even hearing impaired.
Halacha apply to davening for the yomim?
Exactly. Yeah, if they're mitzaref and they can give off a clear tefillah, then they should. Hearing impaired. Today we have a lot of different things. Cochlear implants. A lot. It's maybe a share for a different time. We can talk about it. Exactly how that works b'zman hazeh with the different statuses.
What about amuma?
With
amuma.
Yeah, that we talked about, I think, last time we did this. Well, that was a big machlokes achronim, what do you do with a mummer? That's a big shayla. So everyone's saymich today that no one's a real mummer today. Today everyone's a mummer, everyone's saymich on the chazinish, that today everyone's a tinnik shenish, but no one knows any better. Again, it depends. If you have guys that went to yeshiva, went off the derech because for a whole list of reasons, so that's a question. If you have someone who grew up as a Baal Tshuva, he didn't know anything about Judaism, he was never educated, so that we all assume he's a Tinnik Shanishpa, but that's not so pashut either. Maybe we'll revisit that as well. But the Taz Paskins here, number 13, Zok the Taz, U be'emes ani oimer shechalila le'etztarif im anoshim poishim keila. One of the rayas that they bring is, have you ever been to shul where people talk? We all have been, right? How you would starve those guys to the minyan? They're schmoozing. So they say, but that's okay. Schmoozing people can be mitzvah. Zok the Taz. So they bring a raya. If you can be mitzvah for schmoozer, you can be mitzvah for sleeper. Mm-hmm. Oh, this happens to be a beautiful piece of Taz. He gives good mussar over here. He writes, you bring me a raya from sinners. That's your raya. Some people are saying, the Taz is a line. I don't know if I put it on this sheet, but I did it last time that we did the sugya. He has it sad that perhaps you're not yoitza tefillah b'tzibur if people are talking during Chazar Shashatz. It stares the minion. If there's so many people talking and they're poishim, they're not mitzar for the minion. Very strong comment from the Taz. And then he concludes. Then he says, v'su, I have another proof. Which we'll be another talk about later tonight. Machaber passes later on. If you have chazar shashatz and you don't have 10 people answering, 9 people in the shliach tzibur, you're not yoitze. So says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Taz. What are you going to do with the sleeper? He's not answering. Therefore, Paschal the Taz. Kol shegen kushu yoshin de ein lahokal lechatchila. You cannot be mekel to be mitzar for yoshin. Kain nearly. So the Taz is very clear about his opinion. He argues with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says he can be mitzar for yoshin. Says the Taz he can't be mitzar for yoshin. Okay.
That was just for Kaddish.
Okay. We're going to have to see where and what. We don't know yet about Chazar Shashatz and Brachas Levatol. The Taz took that jump. Right. We'll have to see if that jump is a fair jump. So let's see the Mishneh Berurah. How does the Mishneh Berurah paskin? Well, if you look in the Magen Avraham 13b left side, I made a little addition, the Magen Avraham argues on the Taz. And he writes, Da kol be'asar shchint ishariyeh. He's coming to explain the Shulchan Aruch. How can you mitzaref a guy davening Shema Esrei and a guy sleeping? Zokta Magen Avraham, because lemaisa, there's 10 people in the room. Alam b'shemachloikis, in the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Taz says, you don't have to have 10 people in the room, you have to have 10 people actively in the room, doing what they need to be doing, answering what they need to answer, responding to what they need to respond. Says the Magen Avraham, no you don't, you need to have 10 people physically in the room. So if one guy started Shema Esrei, he's in the room. If one guy's in the middle of sleeping, he's in the room. Says the Magen Avraham, but v'hu adin, ulufi zehu adin gimlei dalid. You can even be 3 or 4 guys sleeping. V'nisha harav, as long as you have a majority awake. That's a big kula. Says the Magen Avraham, but v'li nira de'en l'hokal kolkach. The Magen Avraham says, I'm not comfortable. He's quoting from the Beis Yosef. Merib ben Chaviv, that was the Beis Yosef's Rebbe went that far. Says the Magen Avraham, I'm not going that far. You know why? Because one of the main rayas of the Beis Yosef's Rebbe wasn't the fact that you can mitzarf a katan. There the Gemara says you can only mitzarf one katan. So if you can only mitzarf one katan, you can only mitzarf one sleeper. So the Magen Avraham is not willing to go as far as the Beis Yosef was willing to go. The mitzarf 3 or 4 sleeping people. No, only one. Now this is very relevant, because if we're going to assume a sleeping person might be like someone who's still in middle of Shemana Esrei, so they can only use one of them. So let's say, for example, you have a minyan of 10, and 2 guys are on the slower side of davening. You're not going to be able to use both of them. You're only going to use one of them. So according to the Magen Avraham, a sleeping only can only use one sleeping person, not more.
Are you going to discuss what we mean by in the room?
No, that's a big sugya. It's actually the simonim, it's the sif m'shulchan aruch right after this, is what constitutes a room.
Right.
There's so many different compartments to the shuls, where you have a door and you have a sliding door and people dive in the hallway and people dive in side rooms and back rooms and on top of it. That's something I'm always thinking about doing and never ending up doing it because it's slightly complicated and we probably have to bring like pictures and things like that to do it the right way. But it's definitely...
Ashkenaz house, which is on
that's there. Right, that's correct. And even a bigger problem, if you have a big stage, a very high stage, right. Some of the Yekesh shuls have a big platform, it's raised up, very high, that might also be a problem.
Or but how about archways also?
Depends where, what, when, a lot of details involved.
Well, that sounds like an interesting...
It is an interesting shape, but I think we'd have to bring in the pictures for this to make it a little bit easier. But maybe, I think by the time we're done tonight, we're going to have more things to talk about in the future than what we talked about tonight. But a lot of things to put on the to-do list. Definitely, we should see some of these sugyas. But how do we pass them? We have a big machlokes over here. Magen Avraham says, you count the guy who's sleeping, Taz says, you know, what do we do? Says Mr. Brewer, number 14. Oishu hu yashan. I am a Prima Gadim Shekasev, number 14, on the left corner. Do I then the Indian Zeman Asar? Let's see, you want to bench Zeman. This happens all the time. Shabbos lunch, you want to bench Zeman, one guy's sleeping. He fell asleep at the table already. So that's a little easier to wake him up and give him a nudge, have his wife kick him, whatever. But he doesn't want to wake up. So says the Mishneh Berurah, that's a fine. He can also count. Gam ken yoshem mitzdarf l'das v'shochan arach kemar l'din tefila. Ulin yikriyas ha-toyroh v'nesis kapayim tzarechien. But for laning, not so poshut. That's really more questionable. We'll see more about it. Achlin Yikriyas Megillah, but Vaday Ein Hayosh Mitztarif L'Asar L'Kliyam. But for Megillah reading, you can't count a sleeping guy. Morning again, this morning of Purim, at least in the yeshiva guy's world, where they wake up slightly drunk, slightly tired, and they pass out in the middle of laning, so they can't count the minion. Megillah needs Pesuminisa. Pesuminisa have to have 10 people. The Megillah boy, Yasar, the Pesuminisa will be Yoshan like a pierce. Okay. So the Mishnah Berura is not exactly taking sides. Says the Mishnah Berura, the B'chol HaSar Hashem G'dayim Mishkinah Shrobeneim. The Gdash Mishnah Berura, Nesho Kirim Buhu. V'loi Dami L'kot in the Lav Bakadusha. V'ayim V'tasha Chol L'kot in Yashav Esfila Deim Etzarif. V'hiski Mimai Pri-Chadosh Yashav Chashav G'shaita. Now the Mishnah Berura is acknowledging the Taz we just read along with the Pri-Chadosh. Al Kain. L'chadchila B'vad L'tzarech L'akitzoy. You need to wake him up. V'al Kolponim L'oirish Yimisnamnim. At least get him to be a misnamnim. At least get him to be dozing. So according to Mishnah Berura, Halacha Lamaisa, if you're looking around your shul and you see I got a guy sleeping, you gotta wake him up. Gotta wake him up according to the Mishnah Berura. The Be'er Halacha in 15 elaborates even further. The Be'er Halacha writes that I'm the Mishnah Berura, Mashiach Kasav Dulah Chatchili Yeshu Kaponim Loiru. You gotta wake him up. Let's say you can't wake him up, like we saw earlier. Kavoid, he's in a deep sleep. What do you do now? Tzarech Yehi Lamaisa. The Mishnah Berura is not sure. What do you do? Ki af the premier godim cause the miyafsha hasemecho shochan aruch lehips. The premier godim had a gevaldik conclusion. He said, "No, the shochan aruch said it's okay. So be samechan the shochan aruch." Said the Mishnah Berura, "V'chein mash becheradom halay beki Yosef v'chein aderech chaim hiskimu imat hazav bichalish." That no, that you're not yoitzer. Your mom is running yourself into a real shaila. What do you do if the guy's sleeping? So Mr. Berura concludes the efshid b'makim shemispalim kadosh kedusha b'kol ram v'ashar b'lachash yesh lahaka b'makim atchak yosha. The last bezech shosh brachol vatol. He thinks if it's not chazar shashatz, more room to be makel. If it's chazar shashatz, you got a bigger problem. So if you have a chazar shashatz and you're looking around, you see this one guy sleeping, and you have a minion of ten and one guy sleeping, everyone should stop and go over and wake him up. That's really what you should do, because according to many achrayim, and the Mishnah Berura seems to be leaning in that direction, we don't follow the Shulchan Aruch. Now, I saw an Aruch HaShulchan, he seems to be clear. We pass like the Mechaber, Yosha Mitztarif L'minyan. So again, that's okay.
But we said somebody can leave and you can still finish.
It depends what you started with. You had to have started when everyone was awake, right? If you started, everyone was awake. Right, so if he fell asleep in the middle of Chazar Shashat, so technically, even if he's not counted part of the minyan, you're allowed to finish whatever you're allowed to finish. That's a good chesed, that's correct. Right, that's true too. So what about Kriyas HaTorah? There's a Be'er Halacha in 16, in some Kuf Mem Vav, that's Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, where the Be'er Halacha writes for Kriyas HaTorah, it does not work. Kriyas HaTorah, you cannot use a sleeping man. Kriyas HaTorah has different rules, different kedushas, different chashivas, and you cannot use a sleeping person. So if you see during laning, the guy is sleeping, you got to wake him up. Because laning is more complicated, and you got to really make sure you have 10 awake at the time of Kriyas HaTorah.
At Simchas Torah, when you split up into groups, and then people start going off after they've had their alir to Kiddush.
That's a problem.
It is a problem.
That should be a problem, yeah. You should have to have 10 people.
You have to have 10 people all the time.
Yeah. So some people say, well, there's 10 people in the room, right? It's a big room, there's 10 people in the room. I think most people think you've got to have 10 people at the group.
Around
that group, yeah, I think so. So Halacha Lamaisa, a sleeping person is quite controversial. If you look at number 17, the Ketzos HaShulchan, the back to Reb Chaim Noe, he writes in number 17, Avol im echad mehem yoshen hagam sheyesh poiskim amatim letzarfei. Says Reb Chaim Noe, I'm aware of the fact that poiskim permit a sleeping person. Just go wake him up. Go over. Stop the shul and go wake him up. So Halacha Lamaisa, it seems like based on the Mishnah Berura and many achrayim, if you see that you have a minyan of 10 and one guy is sleeping, more common in the shachris minyanim than mincha ma'ariv perhaps, or shvuas, if you have a very 10 minyan mitzumtzum shvuas, you can have such a shaila, you gotta go wake him up. It's not right to be samech on a minyan with one person that's sleeping. Okay, that's what we learned so far. Here's where things get somewhat interesting. Says the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chavdal. We fast forward a couple Simanim in Shulchan Aruch, and now we're talking about Hilchas Chazar Shashatz. Says the Mechaber, Kishashlech Tzibur Chayzer Atvilo, when the Shatz goes back and does Chazar Shashatz, HaKohol Yesh Lehem Lishtoik Ulechav and Lebrochah Shemavar HaChazin. What should we do? Right, everyone wants to know, what should we do during Chazar Shashatz? The answer is we should be quiet, we should listen, and we should answer Amen. Vim Ein Tisha Mechavnen Lebrochoysov. If you don't have 9 people listening, you just don't have it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Karoiv Lihiois Brichosav Levatol. It's close to say that the brachas that are coming out of the mouth of the Shlech Tzib are all brachas Levatolis. Lechein, therefore, call Odom Yasa Atzma Kilo in Tisha Zulasai. Every person in Shul should make himself feel like that I am, there's no one else besides me, we need all of us together. V'yichav and the Brichas Achaz, we all have to listen to the brachas. This was a discussion we spoke about in the past, about learning during Chazar Shashatz, that we spoke about already. But here, what does the Mechaber seem to say? That if you don't have 9 people answering the brachas, it doesn't work. That means if, let's say, you have a minyan of 10, and not everyone finished Mena Esri yet. So you're going to start with 6 or 7, which a lot of people do, but that's against this Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber says you got to have 9. So you got to wait for every person to finish. What's more troubling is, why is this not a stira to what we learned earlier? Didn't we learn earlier you can mitzarf a sleeping guy and you can mitzaref a guy in the middle of Shemana Esrei for Kaddish. So why?
What's the difference between Kaddish and Chazaras?
What should the difference be?
The brachas.
Ah, okay. That's already the answer. But Pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch lumped them all together as all Dvarim Shebekdusha. So if in Dinei Dvarim Shebekdusha, the Mechaber said you can count for Kaddish, someone who's not actively partaking in the Kaddish, why can I do the same thing for Chazaras Hashatz? That's the big steer that everyone asks in the Shulchan Aruch. So again, when it comes to Kaddish, the Mechaber is very comfortable in being Mitzaref, a non-active participant. Yet when it comes to Chazaras Hashatz, the Mechaber says you may not be mitzaref, a non-active participant, which means according to this simple Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, what people do in shul when they wait for six guys to finish is 100% connected to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you have to have nine people answering. It means you have to wait for everyone to finish Shemana Esrei. So how do we make these...
Why should that be worse than four people leaving?
No, because if you start... Meaning,
if you
didn't start Chazaras Hashatz yet. If you would have started Chazaras Hashatz and four people back out, you're 100% right. Then you could finish half the davening almost. But now that I didn't start yet, I'm at my starting point. The fact that we daven the Shtilu Shemana Esrei together doesn't help me for the Chazaras Hashatz. Now I'm at Chazaras Hashatz. I'm about to start, and I look around, and there's only six people that finished. So most Gabbayim give you, the hand, the go. That's exactly not what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, you gotta wait till you have nine. So that's a problem that we have in the shul, but we have a problem in the stira, because the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying you can't count non-active participants to a minyan, yet the Mechaber told us in Seminon, hey, you can count non-active participants for a Kaddish. Why are these guys any different than the case of the Shulchan Aruch? That's the stira. So there's three main...
Somebody's multitasking.
At doing what?
He's learning about his phone. Is he saying making up for Zimmerness? He's reading emails.
Right. So the Pashup Shad and the Mechaber, when he talks about you don't have nine people that are Mechaber, he's talking about because they're middle of their own Shemana Esrei. That's one case. Then there's your case, where the guy, they're not listening because they're busy. They're preoccupied.
But they're answering
Amen. Oh, so if they're answering Amen, that's okay.
So reading emails in between.
So that's what we spoke about when we did the sugya of learning during Chazaras Hashatz. Mishnah Berurah quotes, Maharav Rambam really quotes it earlier, that if you can get enough together to answer, to hear the end of the bracha, and to answer Amen on it, that's okay. Because at least you're answering Amen. So that's what a lot of people who learn during Chazaras Hashatz, they're very learned, so they know this already, that you're supposed to at least be mechavim for the end of the brach. But many achreidim were against learning during Chazaras Hashatz. What? Maybe, yeah. I find it that people prepare these big shurim during Chazaras Hashatz. They got these piles of swarm up over here. I'm wondering what they're preparing for, I don't know. So they say over, Reb Shimon used to say, if a guy has such a desire to learn Torah that he can't control himself during Chazaras Hashatz, he'll probably learn after davening as well. He'll find the time. The guy says, I'm such a Baal Taiva for Torah, I can't hold myself during Chazaras Hashatz. Yet when davening's over, the guy doesn't want to save it until the next day. Okay. That was a Shimon Shkop's line about
these
this.
Are the only brachas that require a minion? I mean, do you need...
That's right.
You don't need a minion for Birkas Kriya
Shema? No, you don't need for Birkas Kriya Shema. So this is...
How are these brachas different?
Because this is Chazaras Hashatz, and Chazaras Hashatz was nesakin based on a din for the tzibur. It was there for the mass. It was there for the people. Right. So therefore, it has to follow that rule.
Right.
Exactly. So the question is, what do we do with this?
So you need other brachas you need a minion for.
Okay, that's true. There are other Dvarim Shabidushas that perhaps do need. We talked about that in a previous share. We had a Neidi B'Yehuda that talked about chasanos without 10 people and things like that. That is true as well.
So,
but I'm talking about at least in the davening structure.
So
yeah.
According to Shulchan Aruch, let's say Sardi Shtabach, and then you're about to get up to Kaddish. So according to him, you could have six people that are in the same place and the four other people are not in the same place.
Okay, what are they not doing? Can they stop and answer?
They're there.
They can partake. We're talking about an extreme case. The Mechaber is talking about a case where you want to say Kaddish and one guy is already in Shemana Esrei.
Right.
He can't talk. He can't say Yesh Me Rabba. And still he's mitzaref. Yet over here the Mechaber says, if I don't have nine people answering, no good. This is the big stira in the two Simonim
and
Shulchan
Aruch. And for Birkas Kriya Shema, you don't need a minion.
You don't really need a minion. Well, there's a comment in the Mishnah Berurah that says, he talks about when you had the minion, you lost the minion. So Mishnah Berurah says, oh, since you started with the minion, it's okay. So Achrayim asked, what do I need a minion for Birkas Kriya Shema? I could do that
b'yechidus. How about the regular Shemon Esrei Nachazaras Hashem?
There's a mile of Tefillah B'Tzibur. But you're going to be yotze either way. You want to know, do you get tefillah b'tzibur? So that's a separate part of the shir, which I didn't plan to get into tonight anyways. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, what's tefillah b'tzibur? Many times, this is a big shayla. If you have a minion of 10, not always all 10 at the same point. So sometimes the gabbai, the rabbi, will wait till at the end of Tzur Yisrael, so everyone he watches to see how many people stand up. So this way everyone's 10 together. So that's a big shaila. What's Tefillah B'Tzibur? Is it 10 people being in the room together, davening different points, or is it starting Shemana Esrei, davening Shemana Esrei together? That's a big shaila as well. That's another big issue you have. When you daven with a minyan mitzumtzum, you don't always have 10 people davening together, especially in the morning where people show up late. That's just the tendency, the nature of people. So what do we do with the stir in Shulchan Aruch? Oh, wow. So let's try one answer. The Drisha. The Drisha number 10, this Drisha is not in, it's in Kuf Chav Dalet. The Drisha writes like this. If you notice, the Shulchan Aruch chose his words very carefully. He really got it from a Tshuva Sarash. What was the Lashon? Karoiv liyois brachas levatala. It's close to being a bracha levatala. What do you mean it's close to being a bracha levatala? Is it a bracha levatala or is it not a bracha levatala? Which one is it? Says the Drisha, kasev esesiv karoiv avoloi mamish. Because it's not really a bracha levatala. Why does the Shulchan Aruch know it's not really a bracha levatala? Says the Drish, because the Shulchan Aruch himself wrote, you can mitzarf sleeping people. So the Shulchan Aruch knows good and well, it's not really a bracha levatala. It's karoiv. It's close. But it's not real. So how do we resolve this theory? We resolve this theory by saying it's not really a bracha levatala. Avada the Shulchan Aruch holds you can be with tzarf, six people that are ready to answer and four that haven't answered yet. Maybe. But you don't need to have all people answering together. The Shulchan Aruch knows that that's not a problem. The Magen Avraham comes up with a different answer. Says the Magen Avraham number 20. He concludes, second line. Afagav the kosev a rosh, the beidan sheichav nutes lebrichas hashatz, kamashi kosev, same kuf chavdes, loy nahigan hachi. We don't paskin like this mechaber. Why? Dochazina dafidam mishameisiach, veneshemeim, it's tarif. Because he can be mitzarif, even someone who's schmoozing. He goes a different route to Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham didn't go to the other Shulchan Aruch, he went from a different comment, that we are mitzarif, people who schmooze. So Magen Avraham, what's the Magen Avraham saying? That although it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have nine people listening to hashatz, this is a mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin like. It's not the custom. The custom is, as you can even be mitzarf people that are schmoozing, because as long as they're in the room. Oh, so now we have a bikula. According to the Magen Avraham, so it's okay to be mitzarf those that are still davening. So according to the Magen Avraham, according to the Drisha, we're okay. The problem is, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, according to the Lubavitch Rebbe, he comes up with the chiluk that many of you mentioned, that the way you answer up the stira is one is Kaddish, and one is Chazar Sashatz. When it comes to Kaddish, all the coolers in the world. You can be Mustafa, a sleeping person, you can be Mustafa, that's all fine. Chazar Sashatz, no coolers. Chazar Sashatz, the Shulchan Aruch is letter of the law, you need to have nine people listening. These are the three ways to resolve the seeming stira and mechaber. And this is going to have a major nafkamino halacha. If you go like the Magen Avraham, Salach al-Maisi, you don't need it. Nine people listening, you can go with even less, perhaps. But if you go to Shulchan Aruch Rav, you got to have nine people listening. What do you do when someone didn't finish it? So I guess we're going to have to make it a part two. I didn't think it would be a part two series. But we don't make a part two. We'll talk more about what do you do when there's only 10 people in the minyan. We'll see how halach l'maisa. Then we'll talk about what do you do when the minyan breaks up in between.
This is halach l'maisa every day for a second minyan, every day.